Today, Tokyo's urban rail network serves a world-leading 40 million passengers a day. Compare that to America's car-dominated system, where space for roads and parking can take up to 60% of a city's available land. Of course, Tokyo has innovative ways of storing the cars that it does have, and its bikes. Congestion has also been eased by an $11 billion megaproject. The Tokyo Bay Aqua Line is one-third bridge, two-thirds tunnel. It has turned what was a 90-minute drive through downtown and around the shore of the bay into a 15-minute sprint through it instead. The project took 30 years to design and complete because it has to withstand the ever-present danger of earthquakes. That's also why buildings in Tokyo cost an extra 50% to construct, and why they tend to be shorter than the skyscrapers in other economic capitals. Two factors that drive up real estate prices and add to urban sprawl. From above, Tokyo seems like an unnavigable maze, but on the ground, life for many is lived locally, within their own neighborhoods. Shops and businesses to obtain day-to-day essentials can usually be reached within a short walk, including many of the world's greatest sushi restaurants. Japan runs on seafood. Along Tokyo's harbor lies Tsukiji, the largest fish market on Earth. Every day, more than 50,000 people come to buy and sell 400 different types of seafood. Among the buyers are the chefs of the 227 restaurants with at least one Michelin star, making Tokyo the city with the most of these prestigious marks of excellence. In fact, when President Obama visited Tokyo, he ate handcrafted sushi prepared by the great Jiro himself. He also played football with a humanoid robot, just one example of how Japan is leading the global transition to automation. As a technology superpower, Tokyo is home to the most non-state-owned Fortune 500 companies of any city in the world, and, along with New York and London, is considered one of three command centers for the global economy. All of these factors make Tokyo the most advanced major city, and it's getting ready to put on a show for the entire world. In the summer of 2020, it will host the Olympic Games. This is motivating Tokyo's metropolitan government to use its massive annual budget, which is larger than the country of Saudi Arabia, to fast-track its progress. Among the achievements that are already complete, or that officials are hoping to showcase to the world, include a program to have functioning robots installed throughout the city to assist people regardless of age, nationality, or disability. The 920,000 expected daily visitors during the Olympics could ask nearby robots to help with language translation, directions, or transportation. Robots are just one example of how hosting the Games could benefit Tokyo's citizens long after the closing ceremony. With an aging population projected to peak in 2020 and then decline, Tokyo is experiencing a graying of its society on a scale that no city has experienced before. And because there will be less workers paying taxes and more elderly living on government pensions requiring care, the government is heavily encouraging volunteerism. This shouldn't be too hard for the citizens of Tokyo, some of the most considerate people on Earth. They routinely rank first in helpfulness, ease of local public transportation, and cleanliness of streets. Amid the turmoil following the March 2011 earthquake, visitors praised Tokyoites for their orderliness. This is part of Gaman, the Japanese spirit of self-control, a dedication to the greater good through self-discipline. Of course, well-planned and maintained infrastructure is the main reason why Tokyo works so well. Recent and soon-to-be-completed projects include a bold $350 million plan to jumpstart a hydrogen-powered transportation system by increasing the number of hydrogen stations from 8 to 35, while putting 6,000 fuel cell cars and 100 fuel cell buses on the road by 2020. A network of fuel cell vehicles, which can double as mobile electricity generators, could be a game changer in an emergency. Just two of these buses can power an entire hospital for a day. Other transportation upgrades include the three-ring expressway that's cut many trips throughout the region in half, repairing and reinforcing bridges, tunnels, and roads, using advanced laser scanning technology and carbon fiber, with the aim of detecting problematic infrastructure before it fails, while extending its life up to 100 years. Installing more solar heat blocking pavement that's up to 8 degrees Celsius cooler than asphalt to help solve Tokyo's heat island problem, a challenge faced by many other cities around the world. Transferring as many power lines underground as possible, widening sidewalks, doubling the amount of dedicated bike lanes, and opening outdoor cafes in an initiative dubbed the Tokyo Champs-Élysées Project. The city is aggressively reducing CO2 emissions through the first urban cap-and-trade system covering factories and commercial facilities like office buildings. To reduce the danger of heavy flooding from rainfall, massive underground chambers and tunnels have been installed to regulate and divert waters from rivers, channels, and sewers that have traditionally overflowed. Today, Tokyo's urban rail network serves a world-leading 40 million passengers a day. Compare that to America's car-dominated system, where space for roads and parking can take up to 60% of a city's available land. Of course, Tokyo has innovative ways of storing the cars that it does have, and its bikes. Congestion has also been eased by an $11 billion megaproject. The Tokyo Bay Aqua Line is one-thirds bridge, two-thirds tunnel. It has turned what was a 90-minute drive through downtown and around the shore of the bay into a 15-minute sprint through it instead. The project took 30 years to design and complete because it has to withstand the ever-present danger of earthquakes. That's also why buildings in Tokyo cost an extra 50% to construct, and why they tend to be shorter than the skyscrapers in other economic capitals. Two factors that drive up real estate prices and add to urban sprawl. From above, Tokyo seems like an unnavigable maze, but on the ground, life for many is lived locally, within their own neighborhoods. Shops and businesses to obtain day-to-day essentials can usually be reached within a short walk, including many of the world's greatest sushi restaurants. Japan runs on seafood. Along Tokyo's harbor lies Tsukiji, the largest fish market on Earth. Every day, more than 50,000 people come to buy and sell 400 different types of seafood. Among the buyers are the chefs of the 227 restaurants with at least one Michelin star, making Tokyo the city with the most of these prestigious marks of excellence. In fact, when President Obama visited Tokyo, he ate handcrafted sushi prepared by the great Jiro himself. He also played football with a humanoid robot, just one example of how Japan is leading the global transition to automation. As a technology superpower, Tokyo is home to the most non-state-owned Fortune 500 companies of any city in the world, and, along with New York and London, is considered one of three command centers for the global economy. All of these factors make Tokyo the most advanced major city, and it's getting ready to put on a show for the entire world. In the summer of 2020, it will host the Olympic Games. This is motivating Tokyo's metropolitan government to use its massive annual budget, which is larger than the country of Saudi Arabia, to fast-track its progress. Among the achievements that are already complete, or that officials are hoping to showcase to the world, include a program to have functioning robots installed throughout the city to assist people regardless of age, nationality, or disability. The 920,000 expected daily visitors during the Olympics could ask nearby robots to help with language translation, directions, or transportation. Robots are just one example of how hosting the Games could benefit Tokyo's citizens long after the closing ceremony. With an aging population projected to peak in 2020 and then decline, Tokyo is experiencing a graying of its society on a scale that no city has experienced before. And because there will be less workers paying taxes and more elderly living on government pensions requiring care, the government is heavily encouraging volunteerism. This shouldn't be too hard for the citizens of Tokyo, some of the most considerate people on Earth. They routinely rank first in helpfulness, ease of local public transportation, and cleanliness of streets. Amid the turmoil following the March 2011 earthquake, visitors praised Tokyoites for their orderliness. This is part of Gaman, the Japanese spirit of self-control, a dedication to the greater good through self-discipline. Of course, well-planned and maintained infrastructure is the main reason why Tokyo works so well. Recent and soon-to-be-completed projects include a bold $350 million plan to jumpstart a hydrogen-powered transportation system by increasing the number of hydrogen stations from 8 to 35, while putting 6,000 fuel cell cars and 100 fuel cell buses on the road by 2020. A network of fuel cell vehicles, which can double as mobile electricity generators, could be a game changer in an emergency. Just two of these buses can power an entire hospital for a day. Other transportation upgrades include the three-ring expressway that's cut many trips throughout the region in half, repairing and reinforcing bridges, tunnels, and roads using advanced laser scanning technology and carbon fiber, with the aim of detecting problematic infrastructure before it fails, while extending its life up to 100 years. Installing more solar heat blocking pavement that's up to 8 degrees Celsius cooler than asphalt to help solve Tokyo's heat island problem, a challenge faced by many other cities around the world. Transferring as many power lines underground as possible, widening sidewalks, doubling the amount of dedicated bike lanes, and opening outdoor cafes in an initiative dubbed the Tokyo Champs-Élysées Project. The city is aggressively reducing CO2 emissions through the first urban cap-and-trade system covering factories and commercial facilities like office buildings. To reduce the danger of heavy flooding from rainfall, massive underground chambers and tunnels have been installed to regulate and divert waters from rivers, channels, and sewers that have traditionally overflowed.